Hybridly meeting together. Today is Tuesday, January 29, 2019, and this is a working session of the committee. Stanley Stern is present, Denise Loth is present, Rob Page is present, Kathy Snodden is present, Carrie Gufson is present. Is Stephanie Peavy here? Stephanie Peavy is not here. We're joined by David Smith, our council liaison, and Nina Williams. David Smith would like to make a few comments. David, the floor is yours.
Yeah, thank you. I wanted everybody to know it'll be coming out soon, but the 12th of February, we are having a study session specifically on the, to make it in lay terms, Jen Luria's job.
12th, we got time.
It is a work session.
Oh, I'm going to be in Phoenix.
And I believe right now a potential title is, it depends on, it's up to the council, but it's Tourism and Marketing Manager.
And what date is that?
The 12th. That's Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay.
And it will be at the Senior Center.
Okay.
At 5:30. There will be an agenda item on this coming meeting because two council people asked for it to be put on, but in fact, I would urge IBISB and the business community to come to the 12th. And so that we can actually have dialogue and you can have input. I mean, obviously you can do that at the next meeting, but not to the same extent because of time constraints. So I'll be putting it out, but and at that point I hope to have the statistics that I needed and wanted, which talks about what tourism does financially for the city. So that's what I wanted to bring up. So thank you, Mr. Stern.
Thank you very much, David. That's good news. And the committee, we will discuss a little bit more of it, but I think the committee will be very much present at that work session. Our discussion regarding today is on Slack, and Rob Page is going to lead it and introduce and move on, Rob.
We have with us today, he has come all the way from Bathwater Coffee.
Bathtub
Coffee.
Bathwater.
That doesn't sound good.
Terrible way to introduce you, I'm sorry. Morgan Oxley has volunteered his time to show us the app that he suggested we use at our last big meeting of all the merchants. So it was Morgan who raised his hand and basically got our organization involved. Our organization now has 62 members on Slack, and it has become pretty much indispensable. I don't know what we'd do without it. And I thank Morgan for coming tonight, and he's going to show us a little bit more about how Slack can be useful to the Bisbee business community, and if it is as useful as I believe it can be, I'd like to see us solicit the input from the city and make this a bona fide communication tool to be used to communicate with the business community.
Morgan, I think the ball has been put in your hands.
All right.
Well, what I'd like to say about this is that one of the things that I really enjoy about living in Bisbee is that I can walk down the street and talk to somebody and there could be an exchange of information just sort of casually and quickly, and it's something that Slack really easily replicates, is that fast, informal communication that allows us to sort of be like, is this person any good? Is this person not any good? Is there, you know, how do I find the tailor, et cetera, et cetera? Like, all of these things that I would need to wait to run into somebody in order to do, we can do more or less instantaneously on this platform. So I hope that is already sort of established, but that's what I think is really, really wonderful about it. I'm going to just sort of jump in with this and show you guys the basics of this. I have a couple of different Slack channels that I'm a part of. This one is Bisbee Local. There's not that much activity of it on it. This is the Slack channel for our business. We don't have 62 people. We have, I don't know how many people work for me right now, to be honest. But we have, and I really apologize for the quality of the screen here, but let me just read these. These are channels. These are different discussions that we use in different ways, and I want to go through these real quick just so you guys get a sense of how things can be used differently. Some of these are less used than others. This one, for example, is our A-frame, so basically I'm supposed to be posting on that every night, so that our A-frame is getting updated every morning by whoever opens our shop. We have an announcements channel, which is just a basically where we're pushing through process updates. So when things change at the restaurant, we're pushing it on announcements. And one of the things that I really like about this is every time, like this says, hey guys, we created a waste log channel. Please record any waste events here, including spills, wrong orders, or expired products. And then there's a little icon that says to confirm, and then it looks like I had five people confirm that. So that allows me to go back and see that people have actually read it. This is a nice tool for us to be able to see that people have actually seen what we're talking about. Does that make sense?
Can I ask a question? Okay.
Of course.
You have a channel for your business.
Yes.
And other people have channels for their businesses or whatever.
Yes.
So how do you prevent somebody from looking into your channel?
So they're actually workspaces. This is our. Our business is actually called Cup of Swords. So this is called the workspace. If we go down here, we'll end up in the Bisbee Local workspace. And you have to be invited into that workspace in order to get access to it. So it's not necessarily an open thing. Some groups, you can set up a Slack group that's totally open, but we can set it up. I mean, right now I believe that Bisbee Local is set up by invitation only. So, not sure that's true, but we can definitely make that happen. Mm-hmm. So there's these workspaces which people have to be invited to, and then within that you can set up different channels that are either locked, so that you have like I know that Rob has a channel where only his managers are present, so then they can discuss whatever they need to discuss there without worry of being seen by anyone else.
And that's set up through the admin, right?
Yes.
So there's an admin for each channel that you set up?
There's an admin section for each workspace, and then there's also admin for each channel. So there's different settings for each channel within the workspace.
I have a quick follow-up. When you post something in your particular, whatever channel you post it at, do the recipients or the people on the network get a push notification or a notification that you posted something?
If generally speaking, the standard setup is that it will give you a push notification during normal business hours. At night, it will tell you that person, if you're trying to send something to somebody, it'll say, oh, this person's snoozed notification, so they won't see it. So each person can set up when they want to get push notifications or if they want to get push notifications. So I have push notifications set up for whenever, but I recommend that my staff not get push notifications at night so that I can send them messages without feeling bad about it.
Yeah.
It's really easy to change the settings.
Let me ask you a question before you go on.
Sure.
So you have 60 people on one channel, maybe, and you have several different channels.
We have 60 people that are joined to the workspace.
The workspace
is Bisbee Hospitality Group. And then we have about 14 channels. And some of those channels have been set up just by my managers to just speak with like front of the house staff at Santiago's.
Okay.
They want to talk amongst themselves, and they don't want the entire operation to know what's, you know, really... don't need to know.
Uh-huh.
So you can set up a workspace to just be your little club.
Okay.
Your channel to be a private channel. Admins generally do that. We've had some conversations about how we establish administrative privileges to the workspace. Mm-hmm. That's something that is open for discussion, I suppose. But all of these channels can be set up based on the importance or the sort of like the way that I talked about it the last time we met was the a chamber of commerce. We're in a sense attempting to establish what the chamber of commerce did without the chamber of commerce, right? And so the chamber had all these committees, right? And I kind of see these channels as committees, okay. Essentially. So you have Bisbee After Five, you have Destination Bisbee, you have Bisbee Foodie, which is all about food, you have wine, you have art, retail, etc. So we try to keep the channels as descriptive as possible without having so many channels that it just muddies the waters.
Yeah.
And you can join any channel that is of interest to you that is made available to join. So, say for instance you wanted to join ART, mm-hmm. you would click, there's a little button, a little square, a plus sign, click on that, it makes all the available channels there for you to join if you'd like to, and then you would join that conversation. And then when conversations take place within that workspace, or that that channel, uh-huh. you would be notified if you set your notifications up properly. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
And we will...
You get inundated with notifications.
You can. You can unless you set your notifications up. My notifications are set to silent because we get about, right now we're at the point where we're getting about, during business hours, 7 to 10 conversations every 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
So mine are all set to silent, but it highlights over on the left side.
Uh-huh.
If you hit that, there's a purple bar over here on the left.
Right.
If there's a conversation going on, that channel will be highlighted. So you'll know something's happening in ART or something's happening in Visitor Center. And when City of Bisbee, if they decide they want to communicate with us like this, say the City of Bisbee puts out a notification, that bar will be highlighted, and we'll know there's a message from the City of Bisbee.
You actually message me so we can see that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I can, and you can message individuals as well.
Mm-hmm.
So for instance, you want me to, I'll message you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Rob, you can see that Rob is typing. There's a tiny little right at the bottom, which is really nice to be able to see when. So it's very, very small.
Is it purple?
So the
no, it's the very bottom.
Right down here it says Rob Page is typing.
Oh, okay.
Dot, dot, dot. And then, we can't read.
We can't.
But what you do see is that, actually, so you can see that there's a green button right next to Rob's name, that means that he's online right now.
Okay.
Actually, will you shoot me one more message? Sure.
So it's kind of like messaging.
So see how my name now has a mm-hmm. one?
Okay.
So now he knows that there's a message to him.
There's a message to him from you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's very easy to track. And one of the things that I often do is if I have a message that I want to keep track of, I just go over here and I star it, and it changes the color of it so that I can visually see that that's something that I haven't dealt with yet.
You walk with.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know about that. Yeah. So you can do a hierarchy of...
Yeah. So, for example, I'm new, so my inventory system is not as smooth as I'd like it to be. So I have my team shoot me inventory things as they're like, oh, we're kind of running low on this, or if I notice something, and I will always come through and just star that stuff before I've ordered it, so that when I go to order, it's really obvious to me what.
So it's what, there. That's what you have to order.
Right. You can see that I don't even know what this means. So I have no idea.
Wow, I like it.
So to kind of come back to this, just to give you a quick rundown of our channels. Again, we have an announcements. Then this is something called Bible study, which is basically us working on our process. We get our team to make suggestions about how our process can be improved. This is a communication between me and my manager. This is our general channel, and I've got I was going to send them this big long idea, and then I was like, well, maybe I shouldn't send that, and I haven't actually erased that yet. But this is just the general channel that everything starts with. I made a deal with the Pilates instructor next door so that my team has access to the Pilates works, and it's great. Everybody should go to her Pilates class. It's amazing. This is a channel called Hashtags, which is not very much in use, but again, kind of collecting stuff. This is the inventory channel that we talked about before, and this is the photos channel, because I'm encouraging my team to take photos in the shop, and especially of our new food items. This is Andy making a... How about that?
Beautiful.
Oh
my
gosh.
So we can use those on social media or in marketing materials, et cetera, et cetera. Then we have a schedule here. This is our schedule. It just gets pumped out there. And this is the waste log, which is something I think we created yesterday to just sort of track events, you know, waste events in the space. One of the things that I would like to say about channels is that it's very easy for organizations to develop too many channels. You can see even here that we have a couple that aren't getting used. And so I kind of try to go through every month or so and be like, well, if this isn't getting used, then I'm going to kill it. And I killed a couple channels in the last couple days just because they weren't useful anymore. You can just end up with this long, long, long list of channels that aren't being used, and it's confusion for everybody. So we've got what I think is a really nice set of channels here. It's not overly complicated, and I think we should be really careful about expanding those too quickly. So as Rob said, there's really two things going on here, two main communication tools here. There's channels, which are like public discussions, and then there are direct messages. And direct messages are private communications. So like Rob and I have kind of an ongoing conversation about this. I was asking him some questions about this meeting. And there's a conversation between Rob and Suzanne and I. And then, you know, there's not a lot of activity going on here, but you can, it can be one person, it can be two people, it can be five people, it can be whoever you want to talk to. So say, for example, you want to message two different people, you can just go to direct messages, you know, and then you can select who you want to talk to, and you can create that group of specific people so that there's an ongoing conversation between that set of people. And that's totally private. That's closed. Nobody else can get into that without
being invited. And then once you're done with that, then you delete it.
You could.
Yeah,
I mean,
if it's not useful,
sure.
You're talking about a time-related subject in 10 days, and you're talking to three people, and then you're done, then you delete it.
Yeah, and then, so one of the things that would be
a channel.
That is a direct message. That's like a group chat, if you will. If you ever get these group chats from people that you would rather not be talking to, or I don't know. My mom always signs me up for group chats, and I get like 50 text messages from people I don't even know. But it's like a group chat. It's a closed communication between a specific set of people.
Okay.
So one of the things about Slack is that the first 10,000 messages in any workspace are free. And then it will, once we hit 10,000 messages, it'll stop. It'll start deleting older messages. So that's a decision that we'll have to make at some point about this, whether we want to pay to keep, you know, to have that extra storage, or if we just care about our most recent 10,000 messages. But I would say, I mean, I rarely delete messages unless I'm just like, I can't believe I said that.
Yeah, I can tell you, if the city's involved, we have to keep them.
We have to keep all of it. Yeah. Okay. So the cost is something like $665. Per person per month. So
that 10,000 messages are a lot of messages.
10,000 is not insignificant, but I wouldn't imagine you guys are running up against it.
No, we're not really too worried.
Can you archive them?
So basically Slack's business model is we'll provide this tool for you for free, but if you want to be able to access your whole history, then you need to pay for server space, essentially. So, I think they're extremely generous in what they've put out. It makes sense to, but it's really useful also to be able, because it's really easy to search this. So, say for example, you know, I'm just gonna go up here and search for. This is a. I'm shameless here. No, there's nothing. So we haven't been talking over. Did I spell it right? No. So this is, we've created this thing called a Pizzadilla. So this is the conversations that are talking about that particular keyword. Does that make sense? So there's you can really search for anything. You know, I could search here for Rob, for example. I'm sure something would come up. But like, that is a functionality that you don't have on in a Facebook group or in a. It's really nice to be able to have access to that previous information. I go back and look at it fairly frequently.
Let me ask you, may I again, sure. Just going so that I understand on the, for the retention, because unfortunately in government, they all have to be.
Yeah.
So if we have a channel.
A workspace.
And BizBee, City Biz, okay? Mm-hmm. Then, and everybody's invited to contribute. Okay, when it hits 10,000, then the city is paying $665, whatever it is, a month. But does, if Rob is, if he puts a message in there, does he have to pay that too?
Every active user has to pay $665 a month. And I we'd have to look at what the exact pricing is. But
some people use it more than others, for sure.
Yeah, and so what it comes down to for me, or at least what the conversation that we had is, this is a tool primarily, well, and again, I'm speculating here, but the way that it seems to make sense is this is a tool for business owners, concerned citizens, and that there's dues. You know, that we're paying dues to maintain this platform, and that's this plus whatever else we might need to do, but it doesn't make sense to me that the city or that any individual would need to pay for it. It seems like everybody who's using the platform should pay to maintain the platform.
So every time you get
so you need a coordinator. If we're talking about making this city wise, you're dealing with your firm, and Rob's dealing with his firm. If you talk about making this city wide, then you need a coordinating function for this. And you mentioned that every morning you go back and you look and reload or whatever. Explain to me the administrative side of this.
It's not, I mean, collecting money is its own joy, but in terms of administering this, it's not very complicated for us to just keep it going. We just need to pay the bill, essentially collect the money and then pay the bill. And I think we could, I mean, I think I could probably pretty cleverly set up those.
How many, I think we have maybe 150 chamber members. Is that how many we have?
Yeah. At one time there, when I left, it was 145 confirmed.
So in lieu of chamber fees, you know, without having a chamber director, we could sell this based on the fact that it's a communication tool. And we wouldn't have to ask the City of Bisbee for anything unless the City of Bisbee had a function for paying for something like this on behalf of the visitor center. But it wouldn't be more than, you know, what, $700-$800 a year.
Good luck.
I mean, $700.
But also,
wait. $6 a person?
$6 a person, it would be $600 a month.
Oh, $665 a month. $665 a month.
$665 a month.
So how would you get the money for that? Some poor sucker would collect it.
There's a couple of ways that we could do that. There's actually a tool called LaunchPass, which we could use to set up, administer this. I'm not super excited about it because it charges a fee. The other thing we could do, I think I'm willing to take this on. I'm not 100%, but what we could do is set up an electronic payment. Again, I'm totally spitballing, but really easy to set up an electronic payment, and then I could, or have somebody on my team, go through and check whether they're up to date, and then I would just message them, be like, yo, like, please make your contribution, and if they don't make their contribution in X number of days, then we're really talking about the workspace.
Right.
We're talking about
at the point that we want to archive messages over 10,000.
Right. And this is I mean, if we blow up and we have 150 or 300 people and everybody's talking all the time, that point could happen really quickly.
And then it becomes
so everybody possible. That sends
exactly.
a message.
Yeah, that becomes very valuable.
Everybody that sends a message to this channel.
On. That's on the channel, yeah, that's invited.
That's counted towards the 10,000.
Yes.
Now, with the city having to keep everything, can't they do, like, just copy this somewhere else?
That's what I asked.
Yeah,
that
might be a
archive it differently, put it on the cloud, whatever.
And then if the city is the one that's required to maintain this, then maybe the onus would sit on the city to maintain it, not the business community. I know that's down the road. But.
Well, Morgan, it would seem like they have more than the 1K option that you mentioned.
Yeah.
There's got to be some kind of bulk payment that companies have.
I mean, there's
a different payment plan.
Yeah, and if we were talking about adopting this at a municipal level, then we should probably talk directly to Slack and see what kind of what they can do to make that work.
Yeah.
And I just haven't looked at that.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I think they're close to going public too.
Yeah, this company is huge right now. This is, I mean, in Silicon Valley, everybody's using Slack.
It's
crazy. It's crazy.
I call it Facebook killer.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it is. It's because it's better. It would seem,
I don't know the mechanics of it, but if you wanted to join into a citywide announcement kind of thing, why not just set it up to that you have to pay your dues to do that?
Mm-hmm. But don't we want everybody to communicate?
Yes.
Yeah.
Then they're not going to.
No.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be all we can do to get these flip phone people to figure out.
Be careful, Kathy. Well,
really, because they are really limited. A lot of our merchants are very, very technically limited.
But again, you're selling something that is the alternative to the chamber. So we're trying to dilute all of this down to something that is an alternative.
I know, but most of these people weren't chamber members to begin with.
But Kathy, we'll see.
Well, no, I'm just suggesting that the technical capabilities need to be looked at, and there probably needs to be some major training.
Right.
Kathy, you're right.
You're right.
You're exactly right. And I think first thing we'll take this committee, and then we'll have to discuss that, because there's got to be a format to get the business community educated. And although I'm at least beyond the flip phone, but I'm pretty much a dinosaur. And I realize there are people in our business community who are going to be in my shoes. So there's going to have to be a public education for this. And that type of thing.
There could be a channel called Slack Training.
It could be a Slack Training channel.
Yeah. And I'm happy.
But see, I'm at the point where I don't even know how to open it up. I got this far.
I can help.
That's good.
Good.
And I can help too. And I think, you know.
I'll trade you fixing your jacket.
Sounds like a good love.
But I'll still do your jacket for free.
Thank you. I think there's wisdom in just opening this up for free and just seeing if we can get some adoption before we worry about the paywall. I think we can get there.
Well, if people see the value.
Yeah. Yeah. If
it's
people
about
are
$80 a year per person, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again,
you're still the only person that's paid your dues. And it's almost February.
Who paid your dues?
So
this be after 5.
Oh,
and there's 45 people, and I've gotten one check.
No, I thought you were talking about that. But with something like this, you have access. You pay for access.
Hard.
If you don't pay, you don't get access.
Right. Right.
But then it's not a good tool for the community
because
the people aren't using it.
Then they don't use it.
Well, but Fred, the point is to let people know there's a street closure. There's this stuff going on.
Right.
Let me... We're in a committee setting, so I want to be careful here how we function. Kathy, you're raising good points. I mean, they're legit. Why don't you, Morgan, take us through, get us up on this, so we can discuss it, knowing we have an opportunity to use it.
Sure.
And then we'll discuss further.
That sounds like a plan. So what I'm going to do is, several of you I know are already on here. At this point, Rob and I are administrators of this space. We can add or subtract administrators as we see fit. But I'm going to go down here to this button which says invite people. Again, I just, so we've got channels, we've got direct messages, Then we've got invite people, and there are also all of these add-ons that we could, you know, you can create polls, you can make to-do lists, you can add little videos, you can do all kinds of stuff with the apps, which is a whole nother game. But so I'm clicking here on invite people. I'm going to take this list and I'm just going to send everybody an invite. Does everybody have a smartphone here or a laptop?
I can do that for you.
Well, I'm smarter. I don't know if I what I have to say. are there any questions?
I've already answered.
Outstanding.
Yeah, I'm not. I just downloaded it.
You got me. Okay, so here's the app.
Rob, can I help you some way?
I'm just needing a little bit of light, that's all. I'm just going to go ahead and send out everybody's.
So this is how simple it is to invite people. And one of the decisions that would need to be made is, do we want to invite people or do we want to set up a link that anybody can join? And that link can be always open, or it can be open for several days, or several weeks, or several months, and then it'll close. So there's a lot of flexibility in terms of how people get invited, and it's also extremely easy to remove people completely from the workspace. Yeah. So if somebody is trolling us, we can.
That's the administrator that does that.
Yes. Yeah, this government side again is that it can be set up where people are invited or they apply, if you will, but nobody can be turned down.
Right. Hmm. You cannot delete people off the system. If a city's going to use it, it's got to be open to everyone.
Yeah, the court has even now ruled that my personal page on Facebook, I can't get rid of anybody on my own personal page.
Is there,
because I'm allegedly a public figure.
Is there is there some kind of caveat for a paywall? For example, if it is required to be a member in good standing, would that change that equation at all?
Well, it just would mean that as long as somebody was paying their dues, if you will, you could keep them out.
But if they're not paying their dues, have a way to get rid of them.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, that's still fair.
Okay.
It just has to be equitable for everybody.
Sure.
Without discrimination.
Okay, so this page is going to change?
Let's see what you
I'm still there.
I would go to your email. Now, everybody should have gotten an email from...
you're in the email.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The email's just going to get you... It's basically just going to...
Join now.
Identify your...
Yeah, and we just saw that some folks are already on, so that may get complicated.
I did not get an email.
Okay.
Because you don't have that.
Can I...
Be my guest.
Full name.
I was already on your system.
Create password.
You are already in the system?
Yeah.
Okay.
Denise and I signed up right away and sent messages and had nothing back.
Let's see. I don't want to mess around too much in your email, but if you know where the okay, let me
I have no idea. I'm literally, I'm lucky to be able to answer the phone.
Hi, Slackbot here.
Yes, you have Slack. You have Slackbot.
Okay.
Now
okay,
what?
I'm
at Hi Slackbot here.
That's
where I am.
I'm functionally illiterate with Google Fonts.
I was already in.
Let me see.
But I didn't do the invitation.
So what you're going to see if you're
Rob already invited me.
Oh, you're in.
So you have this.
You're totally in.
Yeah.
So now we can go here and we can look at.
Yeah. Okay.
Local threads, and then let's click on chance. And then any of those that you want to join, you can just just click on that.
You've created.
And then you can.
I created a channel for me, but.
And Morgan?
Yes.
Just because I saw your.
Am I supposed to join
your message here? Excellent seamstresses in Nago.
Oh,
nice.
Also, on the Mexican side.
This is.
Yeah, that's
there's what it's on the same too.
Yes.
So
you're in. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So these are the only channels I can see.
Sure. So click on. Is everybody in or?
So can I join you?
Who's not in?
Huh? You would join Shavian Slava?
Are you there, Stanley?
He's got my phone.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know.
It's a good sign.
I can get all my flip phones to get smartphones.
So we're going
to
click
on. Stanley's has $100.
Well, it's okay, so now there's no activity. Kathy in there, Bonnie's Keepers, 10 years. Just go ahead and click on one, say, and then you can join. Wait a minute, now I got something else. And then any other ones that you might want to join, just go ahead and click on the on channels.
Are you on all the channels? Did you get it, Denise? I'm not sure. I did. See, I'm just trying to figure out. Because you also were signed up like I was.
Yeah, our names are both in there.
You're part of it, and if you want to join any of these other channels, just click join. So I hit. So this is actually a link to that.
Morgan, you have my cell phone.
I do.
Yeah,
you've either given it away or you've done something.
It's just there. We'll get into it in a second. And did you discover how to join channels?
Not yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So click on the workspace here.
Okay.
And then where it says channels, just click on the word channels. Perfect. And then now you've got a list of all the channels that have been created so far. You can join any of those.
Cool. Okay. Thank you.
So I joined City of Bisbee and Visitor Center.
Perfect. Excellent.
And Bisbee after 5 hours. Actually, if you guys want to create either a group chat for iBisbee or a channel.
We can't, under the open meeting law, we can't do that.
Okay, well.
You can create a group chat. I don't know.
Is that my phone?
This is your phone. And so I need somebody with, does anybody have a Google phone?
Or an like Android?
An Android.
I have no idea how to even turn this on.
From the side.
Oh,
Stanley showed me.
Okay. So what I
I'm sitting there going like, well, where is it?
Well, I'm trying to come up in my email yet.
Manager or a place where we can store.
But I don't need him to be in Bisbee local because I'm not part of your business.
So how did she get to where? To
I guess I can leave a random one. Well, what's the random?
I don't know what it is. Where do you get all these?
Under the channels. So click that. And then click. Click on that channel right there.
Well, that's the stage right here.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, figure out where.
City of Bisbee.
Where would I find that?
Yeah.
It doesn't say any. Oh, here it is.
I know I use the same.
Communication to and from our city. Rob Page created this channel. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a lot of games.
Perhaps some tools.
No.
Okay, so there should be a button that
you
says
have an
apps.
Android. Yeah.
I mean,
I don't want you to
Stanley,
you downloaded the app?
One question.
Then you should have that.
He's already has one other Slack channel.
He should have the app logo on there, then, shouldn't he? See, for me.
because you also have some things.
No.
So
I just went to the App Store, and I told the phone to download Slack, and then you say yes.
Well, it's you go to Play Store.
Kathy, what do you think? Do you like it?
I like it. I'm just thinking about the personalities involved.
Because you're an IT person.
Yeah.
Do you know what your Google
Absolutely.
Account is?
I don't have one.
Created.
You had to if you downloaded. Yeah.
You have a Gmail
account?
Like
I don't
an
have
email?
A Gmail. No, I belong to Cable
you
One.
Okay, but
did you get the email?
Okay. If you downloaded it.
Can you see if that's
No, I'm telling you. Watch.
Sign in.
Yes, well, that's, we want to invite your teammates. Try that one. That's a different one. No?
Did you make the password for it?
No.
He hasn't got to the password stage yet.
Welcome to Slack. Confirm my email.
Right.
My email and invite my teammates.
I use that to make a phone call every once in a while.
Welcome to Slack. But it's not just because you can do your content. It's just a group wide Slack. Can we go back and see if there's...
I don't see that. I need this
so
in my business with 2.3 FTEs.
Interesting. No, but it's an interesting, interesting tool for business to communicate
what
with business.
Stanley, what is your phone number, this phone number?
Actually, what I would like
520-678-7546.
Yeah. Oh, no, wait, I'm sorry. Workspaces? And then...
No, you've got to have a Google account. That's what I see.
Okay, I think we may need to resend that.
Okay, we'll send you
another. Are there other questions at the moment?
Yeah.
Is everybody in?
No.
No.
But that's all right. You go on because, I don't need to be. I don't need to be in. My more importantly, the committee's in.
I'll send Fred another. Okay, and that's.
I'm just looking at what it is.
Perfect.
But I joined too.
And you were
Preach.
Already okay. Any questions?
I know.
I don't know if they approved me, but I joined them.
Yeah. No, you're automatically in.
No, that was
City of Disney.
They're open.
I
know.
I love restaurants.
Half the people
are
visitors.
Yeah.
Fred, can I?
Bright people who just
don't. Oh well.
That's just not something.
All for your own business.
That's it.
Absolutely. Well, you could ask admins to create a channel. We wouldn't put just Pantera up there.
No, I mean, but I want to communicate with my staff like you do yours.
That would be your own workspace.
Yeah. Well, workspace.
Workspace. So, Fred, what's going on there is...
What's your...
I just have to play with it.
I'm going to send you one of those.
Were you already in the app at some point on your phone?
On my laptop, on my desktop.
Okay.
I signed in the day... You gave your thing, and I put a message in, and never heard anything back.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, when I went to put this on my computer and went to confirm, it said no, someone already used that email address.
That's probably what was happening. So your invite set should be different.
Interesting. I don't have an answer for why that would happen. So you're on it on your phone, but not on your desktop.
Okay.
That's rough.
Wait a minute, I know why. Because
okay.
I only downloaded it on my phone.
Okay, now,
but then Office 365 should share it.
So that, well, it wouldn't. I don't think that it would. Or I wouldn't trust it to do.
Okay.
But again, I'm on Mac, so I don't really know. But what I would do is go back to that original email, or go to the email that we just sent,
mm-hmm.
and then on your desktop,
okay.
then go through the process again. You should be able to quite easily log into both.
Okay.
Both. I mean, it's to me indispensable to have it on my phone and on my desktop.
I'm one of these people. I happen to like having a full keyboard.
Yeah, no.
Because I don't have Barbie doll fingers.
No, I don't have Barbie doll
hands.
Big dinosaur hands. I can't.
Yeah, as if any of us have Barbie doll fingers.
Now,
The main issue with your phone is that we can't download the app because you're not logged into your Google account. So we have, the first thing we need to do is log into your Google account. And once that's done, then we should, it should be easier to get onto your phone. So we will make that happen.
I'm really, my concern is from a committee aspect, now that you've had a chance to play with us a little bit, what do you think of it as terms of the tool? Denise, what do you think?
I haven't played with it enough.
Kathy, what do you think?
I think it's going to require training.
Absolutely, it's going to require training.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be great. I'm thinking about it for the animal shelter. You know, and that's a smaller group, and more of them are younger and more technical, you know, because we text all the time.
Have you... when your IT days, have you ever done major training?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Give me a feel. What would you do? Would you invite the business community to a meeting?
Boy. It might be easier to just do a... we'd have to probably talk to everybody and get them on board just intellectually first to make sure they understand what we're doing. And then maybe do some small group meetings, like maybe one at Bathtub Coffee one morning, and, you know, get people to sign up, and, you know, one at the Bisbee Coffee Company another morning, and just, I don't know, it's hard because people aren't...
Well, you've got email addresses of, what, 45 businesses who are at that meeting? Mm-hmm. So you send out a notification that there's going to be a demonstration of Slack. I don't know whether that's been done or not. But at the coffee, someplace where the screen is big, better than this. And then see how many people show up. And then you start build from there. Mm-hmm. If there's five people, it's five people. If there's 50 people, it's 50. You know, so.
I think if we just start communicating on it, you know, talking to each other, it will gain traction.
Well, and if people invite people that they regularly talk to and start using this instead. Mm-hmm. You know, like if I talk to Marilis all the time and we try to use this a little bit more frequently than we use texting, mm-hmm. you know, and then you get somebody else to get on it, you know, on your side of the street. Mm-hmm.
Last night was a really perfect example. You were all texting me. I was getting text messages from four or five people, and unfortunately, because we haven't communicated in the past, I had telephone numbers, but I didn't have names. Oh. And I didn't know who was texting me. So that's why with Fred, I was like, I
who
apologize.
Are you?
I'm sure you're very important to me. I just don't know who you are.
And, I tried to do that.
But on Slack, you know, there could be a specific channel. We could just direct message each other. Honestly, I'll be honest and say that when I first got this, and Morgan introduced me to this, for the first 4 or 5 days, I was more than reticent. I was thinking, okay, this guy is not, he's got more techno savvy than I am. I'm a little ticked off, but I'm getting in this. I'm going to figure this out. And before I could introduce this to my staff, I really had to understand it. So it was just me and my managers. And my managers were angry at me for the first 3 days. They're like, oh, gosh, there's one more app you want us to get into, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, honestly, after about a week, they started getting used to it, comfortable, and what it takes is constant communication. It takes constantly working the app and going back and forth. And then as other people start to get involved, it really becomes indispensable.
Nina, can we have some lights?
Mm-hmm. Amiga?
Yeah, they're right over there. Mr. Page, right over there.
Morgan, if I wanted to set up a workspace, where do I do that?
Set up a workspace for your
own
organization.
The animal shelter.
There's a create workspace thing.
Yeah, very easy. In fact, if you look at your app, so go.
Add workspace.
Oh, I see.
Add
it. Okay.
And then
got it.
Super simple. Just super, super simple.
So then this of course is
that's your
available
private
on a laptop or a computer. Also,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
But it's very helpful on a bigger screen.
Yeah,
I spend more time on my computer than I do on my phone.
Yeah, and when you set your status, if it sits down at the bottom, you'll see a little icon pop up, so you'll know you have messages going on, but you don't necessarily. It's not distracting.
Okay.
It doesn't draw you in like
Messenger or something else. Yeah. For me, it's not as distracting.
You can turn off the sound.
I've gotten to the point where text messaging and Facebook Messenger are almost irritating. I just because Slack is so much easier to use, and I communicate daily with so many more people on Slack, but those other that are just basically annoyances.
Well, there is, you know, for just the general information, there's a series of books. It's generally Mac-oriented, but it doesn't have to be. They're called Take Control Of, and you can take control of changing your operating system, all kinds of different stuff. But they have Take Control Of Slack. They just put it out $14.95, and it's a downloadable thing, so you can read it, or you can print it out a hard copy and stuff. And I'll send that link to Stan or to the receiver would like that.
Send it to Nina, and we'll distribute it amongst the committee. Let me ask the committee, would you like to proceed forward with this? And by proceeding forward, looking at how we would adopt this for the city and how we would adopt it for our business community. What do you think, Denise?
I think we should try it.
Anybody have some objection to trying it?
Dave, do you think the city would embrace it? Or?
Well, I think that, of course, the quick answer is yes, but it also isn't going to accomplish the purpose that it's out for. And if we can accomplish that purpose of communicating with the business community, then absolutely, that's something we need to do.
And perhaps the city, the business community needs to present it to the city, mm-hmm. and essentially show you how viable it can be.
So I think with all these like notifications and whatnot, that's great, because I don't know if I'm the normal or not, but I don't go to the City of Bisbee website to look for things.
I don't either.
I don't go to any website.
And this is a way to alert people that there's a message coming out. And I think it's much better than just having it in a passive website that some people at least don't use.
Well, it would have to be in addition to, because
absolutely.
The website, unfortunately, is basically a
notification. Oh, I go there for contact numbers. Or contact emails or whatever.
Yeah.
This whole conversation started, excuse me for interjecting, but this whole conversation started out of that public meeting, mm-hmm. was that some business people didn't feel that they were getting adequate communication from the tourism manager.
No, from the city.
No, it was
the tourism manager.
It was from Jen. A couple people expressed, I don't know what's happening.
I wonder about writers and all this.
That's how we got to this point, is that it was a communication mechanism between the city.
I brought up the fact that street closures were happening. And
right.
Nobody
there's both.
But the Jen thing is more of a report. I mean, Alona used to send a report. That's what Fred misses. You don't sit on this and write a monthly report. That doesn't make sense.
That's not true, Kathy.
Okay, Fred, let's keep it within the committee. Rob, you wanted to take the lead. What do you think the next steps ought to be?
I think...
I'd like to say one.
Go ahead.
Let's talk about next steps.
Okay.
One of the things is... Can I...
No, yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, can...
Yes, certainly.
Apologies. One of the things that would need to be discussed more is the form for how to... The culture of this could easily not be productive. And so a further discussion that needs to be had is some guidelines for how to have a constructive conversation on Slack and how to kind of quietly minimize the pieces of the conversation that wouldn't be productive. So that has to be part of adopting this, is actually discussing how the people in this room and the early adopters are going to behave on this so that we can establish a culture that's productive.
That's a really good point.
And
how do you propose to do that?
So far it's been, we started this, December, January?
Mm-hmm.
So December, January, we don't have anybody but I think you, me, and Anna.
Yeah, and Suzanne.
So there's only four people, but it takes
people wanting to become actively involved, just like the chamber or any other organization, there has to be a couple of people really spearheading the involvement part of it. I can almost guarantee that when we get everybody that showed up at that meeting to participate in Slack, that your answers, the answers will be there. We'll be able to take the next step. I think that's going to take a couple of months at least. And it's going to take us actively getting out into the community and sitting down with people. For instance, in my office, I have a 65-inch television screen mounted on the wall. And my laptop is connected to that screen. And last night, I was prepared to show everyone, walk everyone through each individual step and answer all questions. And because I'm in the building 7 days a week, I'm able to do that. I think Morgan's able to do that. We make ourselves very available. And then each person within the business community almost has to domino that interest and that enthusiasm mm-hmm. for this as a method of communication in lieu of whatever else may be out there. This is just the one thing that is useful in lieu of anything else we've been able to get going. We really haven't been able to get anything going. So I think it's an easy sell, but it's going to take all of us on our own.
I used the term proselytizing at our last meeting.
Yes.
And that's really what we're going to talk about.
I think yeah. that if we kind of focus on two elements that were brought up at that public meeting, mm-hmm. information from the Visitor Center of Tourism mm-hmm. and information from the City of Bisbee, and try to develop those two workspaces?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. More channels than workspaces, but
channels. Yeah. And really start doing that and not do the personal business side. You did that for us to show us how the different things you can do. Mm-hmm. But I think if we just took those two as a focus and whoever Jen's replacement is, or even Brenda, you know, sending information out on the tourism side, if we had somebody from the city side.
Could the city do that without adopting this necessarily for a test period, say 2 months?
Do exactly what?
Could they just communicate via the Visitor Center channel? If we have a Visitor Center channel established,
right?
Could they, through your Visitor Center, just send out information without, you could have, I don't know the relationship between the city and the Visitor Center.
Okay.
Well,
it's...
That
the...
Okay.
No, it is. That's a Visitor Center
annex. Right, okay.
Brenda is a shared employee. She is paid partly from the museum, and we have a memorandum of understanding with the city. She is a museum employee.
So technically she...
And the City of Bisbee is paying her Visitor Center work.
So she could communicate.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, okay. She's already doing that. Okay. She's the one that does the... puts all the events and things up on the website.
Oh, great.
And that's why I was thinking of her from that side. And then if they, something more like road closures or whatever, things like that, from a city side. Because I really see from this, you need somebody on it. And it's, Facebook might be dying, but Facebook will never get off the ground unless there's someone behind it. And I think this needs the same thing.
I think
that will be that.
And when they, David, do you think?
Hold on one second. And when you put something out on the website, to also put it on the Slack.
But it's kind of like your agendas go to how many.
Yeah. What we'll do then is, as Nina updates our road closures and so forth, go onto the website, whether they're looked at or not. Mm-hmm. But. I can ask her because I don't have to go through the city manager. She's ours.
Okay.
she worked for us.
Okay.
You're
so
ours.
I can ask her to, when she puts it on the website, to put it on that Slack, to the Visitor Center. That's where we want it.
Right, right. Yep, Visitor Center.
Or why wouldn't you create a City of
Channel.
Bisbee?
There's already one made.
We have City of Bisbee and we have Visitor.
Why wouldn't you put the road closures and things on the City of Bisbee site?
Yeah, I think that's
I mean,
a good idea.
And using the City of Bisbee site and getting people used to that
mm-hmm. sure.
as a way they're communicating with the city.
Mm-hmm. The more valuable the information in the beginning, the more we will draw.
Yeah. Well, the first thing is going to be the putting in new utility poles. on Tombstone. That's a big, big thing, and that's something that can be communicated, and here we could use Slack.
Yeah, we're going to have road closures coming up on Tombstone Canyon, and we have a proposed schedule.
That's what I meant by saying that kind of information on the City of Bisbee site you created, and Visitor Center Tourism on the Visitor Center site. Because they're two kind of different.
They're two animals.
Yeah.
Like a Saturday.
Can I say a couple of things? I think those two channels are very, very valuable. I would also say that in terms of creating adoption here and getting people to use this, we also need quote-unquote user-created content, which means we need to be able to communicate with each other. And this comes back to my culture point, which is one of the best ways to encourage communication. I did need a tailor, but I also wanted to do that to kind of demonstrate that's a thing that we can do if we ask each other questions, and even if they're a little bit back of house, it's useful for us to be putting those questions out there so that we can respond to each other. And the other thing that I would say is, just as a general rule, ignore negative commentary. Just ignore it. Just don't respond to it. Don't, because this isn't a forum where somebody's in your face that you need to talk to them. You can just ignore it, and therefore.
I'm the positive
comment. What about using the hotel industry and the inn industry, where they can notify they've had cancellations and openings and things? That to me seems.
They already have something like that.
But it's manual, and you have to call.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking at applications that will be immediately addressed.
Right.
And one of them, I think, would be the lodging industry.
Mm-hmm. Some of the lodgings will do that on Facebook, but it would be great to get everybody, because, like, I remember if I see that El Dorado Suites just had a cancellation. If somebody's in my shop and they want to find a place to stay, you know, mm-hmm. so just that, you know, so we can all be much more customer service oriented if we try
help,
to.
Yeah, we help people at the museum too.
Yeah, and you know, I tell them to call the visitor center, but sometimes it's at 6 o'clock at night, and they're not open. So.
So I see that as, I'm looking at ways to start this that make sense to the community. So you have the business channels, you have the government channels. If you do the lodging channel, how do we get where...
I like your idea of a general channel.
Yeah. Well, you know, you might want a lodging channel for lodging people to talk, but I would think you would put the announcement on the general channel. So the antique dealers
absolutely.
And the restaurant owners...
Know that there's a vacancy available.
Because we don't want people to have to go to 50 different channels. I mean, if it's generic information that everybody in town could use, it should be on a main channel.
That channel can get very clogged very quickly. For me, for example, Bisbee Lodging, the way that I would use it as not a lodging person is to kind of ask on Monday or Tuesday, like, hey guys, what's the weekend looking like? And hope that people will play back at me so I can kind of, you know, I can... Mm-hmm. Adjust.
I got a call for 8 rooms. I've only got 4. Do you have 4 available?
Sure.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
But see, I don't want to be on that channel.
You don't need to be.
I want to be on the one that says we just had 5 cancellations for the weekend. So how do you?
I think it's going to be very hard to get business owners to share that particular.
Oh, I don't think so.
Lodging.
I don't know. They do.
They would probably do it on a Bisbee lodging site, but. If you ask them to go to another channel to post specific things, you just make it more time consuming for them.
Well, maybe we can just train ourselves if you have that, just to pop open the Bisbee Lodging site.
You know, I don't want to be funny, but Kathy makes a good point. If I'm in the lodging business and I have 3 cancellations, I want the business community to know that I have available rooms.
You could have a cancellation channel.
Sure.
You have a lodging cancellation and booking channel. Yeah. I mean, anything that is relevant.
And I'm looking at ways to start this up that the business community says, oh, yes, this is good. We can use this.
Right.
Another thing to do would be to just use general quite liberally until
until things that clearly fit somewhere else.
Trends.
They can be moved somewhere
else. I was thinking like the lodging channel, because Jen is not here. Brenda had spent hours calling lodgings for 8 fam tour guides coming up. Mm-hmm. And this would be a much simplified version where she can send out saying, we have these people, this fam tour, and I need this.
Yeah. Does anybody have 4 rooms available, for example?
Because it was a long time over a couple of days.
We need to iron a couple other things up. Rob, you're taking the lead. Would you find out what Slack wants to charge, a municipal utilization of this?
Yes. I just want to know that.
Because I think getting down to that, because if we're going to have dues on this thing, we've got to know, because when we start discussing it with the business community, I don't want to give them a surprise.
Right, and Ike Bisbee won't be the collector of dues.
No, we can't be.
No, we're not about ready to collect dues.
Could I make a suggestion then?
Sure.
Mr. Chair, what you were talking about is a bigger picture of businesses getting together, a quasi-chamber, different areas, which the chamber did do, the lodging people stuck together and didn't necessarily share, but getting past that, and then a aspect of that is putting the city and city business in there to go out to all of those other entities. So we'll start on our end providing some data, some information. My suggestion is that while you're working on developing the other aspects of it, that we kind of use that almost as a beta test to then gather that information and bring it to the mayor and council to say, okay, we've been doing this as a beta, you know, we've got to, by doing this, we're now reaching, when NINA puts this out, we're reaching 140 businesses.
And you can put on the city of Bisbee.
Right. Or whatever, and
it's already created.
Then get the city behind it that way. Mm-hmm. Okay. Rather than us, I don't want to bring it to a council and then we'll have all these questions and some potentially saying, it's not worth it.
Why do we even have to bring it to the council?
Because if the city's going to be involved in disseminating the information,
then the council has to know.
Then the council needs to know.
Well, that's fair. And what we're doing is we're opening up communications with the business community.
Right, we're doing exactly what the business community is asking. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I like the idea of a beta test. I would tend to run it at least 90 days, guys, okay, from my experience of beta tests. Okay. So one thing I have experience in this whole thing. But I'd run it for 90 days. I would begin to sign up people slowly and get them on. I think Kathy's point of very small groups may be helpful. I know you've trained in this area, Kathy, so I'm relying on you for help here.
Well, I've still got to learn it, but it's
exactly
straightforward.
Exactly.
But don't you have to kind of worry about, not worry, but like, let's just, for the heck of it, say that Kathy can create a channel that is Bisbee Lodging. And somebody else can create one that's lodging in Bisbee.
I think
they don't communicate, and
it's in the same workspace.
That's where the admin comes in.
The admins have to set the work. They have to set the channels up. So there has to be
some
bit of administration.
You need an umbrella.
That administration can be, we can, as we're going down the line, determine who the administrators of the channel would be, or the workspace would be. And then that would come to that, say, committee, and we would say, okay, these are the channels we need to have.
Part of the beta test will begin to show us how we do the administration, what's involved, and it will give us a picture of how fast people come onto the system, how they use the system. If we do a correct beta test within 90 days, we will have a fairly good picture, which we can discuss with the council in a very positive way.
Okay.
Rob, you're taking the lead, and the committee stands ready to help you.
Great.
I mean, I know Kathy's experience in this. So. Denise, on her way to Australia, can send out things.
Sign them all up.
Sign them all up.
Go through the plane.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe we could each get one more person, you know, as a goal, get one more person who we think is going to be active.
Okay.
And invite them. Can we invite them, or do you have to invite them?
We have to invite them. You can send me.
So we can send you there
through
Slack.
Well,
you can go through this to your city of Bisbee and
the admin, the
visitor center, and ask to join.
Well, I know, but they don't know we're doing it.
Correct.
So right now, a good way to get some more activity going is to add twice as many people.
Right, exactly.
You know,
so do you have to communicate then with Rob?
Yeah, we just shoot him. As long as you have their email address, you're cool, right?
All I need is an email.
Okay. I have a question. While we were doing this, I set up a workspace for Bisbee Realtors.
Okay.
Now, can I invite them? Because to keep it private, you know, just our little group to talk about.
Yeah, you're the realtor, admin.
So yes.
So I can
go ahead.
Your workspace.
Okay, good.
So whoever sets up the workspace is the administrator?
Their workspace.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And you set up Visitor Center and City of Bisbee. So you'll
those are channels.
Those are channels.
Within the Bisbee local.
So then can we post stuff on those channels?
You can.
Like real estate?
You can, because you're invited.
Okay.
So you're a member of the Bisbee local workspace.
Okay.
So if you think of it as workspace and then channels.
Okay.
Right? And because you're in the workspace, you could, if you have a realtor, say Bob, and Bob wants to be a part of our Bisbee Local,
right,
just send me Bob's email and I'll invite Bob.
But you can add Bob to the
to my workspace.
Line.
But you
can
add
the realtor.
Your own workspace.
Yeah, because I got a website.
At the same time, it might be, if I'm understanding, a better idea to have a, instead of a workspace Bisbee Realty, a channel Bisbee Realty under the local.
Which you do.
We do.
They want to have something where they talk about boring things like use path.
Yeah, this would just be like our boring stuff.
And weird stuff, yeah.
But we would use the channel that you set up, the real estate channel,
to advertise
right. Possibly, and like, hey, this is off the market or going on the market.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
So then... Yeah. Everyone can.
It's about defining
your
class.
It's clicking, Morgan.
Right.
That's,
and the
that's
audience
where this
on
becomes
Rob's
really, really useful.
I got it.
Obviously,
yes,
what happens always, especially like in Facebook, is everybody, in email, everybody got on, it was very useful as email, and then the advertisers came. And then the advertisers just went boom, right? And it creates an entirely different dynamic. However, these are still just the people we invite.
Right.
So it's not, you're not getting an ad for Levi's, you're not getting an ad for, you know, American Airlines, you're getting just the people that are within your workspace. You can snooze those people too. So if I don't want to get real estate information, I don't have to join your channel,
right,
and I don't have to go to your channel to see what's in it.
Well, we could set up some criteria too where, you know, like if you want to look at real estate information, go to the real estate channel.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But the real estate agent shouldn't be posting all of their sales on the general channel, because that's going to, I mean, we'll have 10,000
posts. No, not the sales.
Yeah.
Just
stuff
that's
you know what I'm saying.
New on the market.
But we might want to limit that. Like, if I'm going to have a sale in my shop, that might not be appropriate for me to put it on.
That's kind of where the admins come in.
Right, and that's where we need some guidelines.
Right, we have to kind of select the admins for the rules.
Yeah, because we could blow the thing up in 5 minutes.
And then there's also the question that came up earlier is what happens when you have somebody who's not affiliated with Bisbee business whatsoever, they get on, they create an anonymous, and they just get in there and cause.
You get rid of anything that's anonymous. Just tell people they have to use real, true names.
We're trying to keep this within the business community. Everybody agree?
This is business.
It's strictly business.
Right.
But we also have to, as we talked about, as we're proselytizing, guys.
Mm-hmm.
As we're proselytizing this, we've got to make sure that San Jose is covered also.
Absolutely.
Because
the business
is in San Jose, right.
Morgan, in your experience, Slack is not used to sell stuff, is it?
Oh,
it is.
Everything is used to sell stuff. There are a lot of communities that are monetized around specific interests.
Mm-hmm.
So there are. But the way that it's usually used is within a specific organization. There is now there are let's say coaches or video gamers or whatever, they develop their own workspace and then they sell stuff through that. Mm-hmm. But the original functionality is that it's within an organization, so usually people in organizations are
technically trying to sell each other things. Can I ask you a question? Would it be legal to set it up in such a way that you had to have a business license in order to be part of this group?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The admins could require that.
So would that be a...
Mm-hmm. What about nonprofits?
The only thing is that we would have to let anybody with a business license.
Anybody, sure. And you'd have to let your nonprofits in too.
Right. You can have.
We don't have to.
You can have criteria, but you can't.
Yeah.
Keep. You can't pick and choose how to apply the criteria.
You have a tax ID or an EIN or a business, whatever.
Yeah. Quite. You know, we would. As a city, I personally, as a mayor, rather than that, I won't speak for the city. For the love of the fact that you require a business license to participate.
Well, it keeps
because
staff focused.
Some that don't comply would say, I wanna do that, and you're fine, $39 and you can do it.
Mm-hmm. We one time got a feel for how many business licenses there were. Do you remember?
I don't remember how many.
I don't remember. It was a lot.
It was a lot, though. Oh, yeah, I think I still have that 300 list.
300-some. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I still have that list.
When you unpack.
Yeah, but a lot of them are probably not even here anymore. Because half the people on the voting rolls
were
dead.
They were active business licenses. Those were paid for business licenses.
They were paid for business licenses.
Sheila gave me active business.
And as an example, that was before Morgan, so... Whoever, somebody leaves and somebody else comes in. So,
okay, I want to wrap up this section. We're going to do a 90-day beta test. We're going to start today on our 90-day clock. Rob is going to determine what the cost of this is going to be, given the fact we're going to be a municipality using Slack. Our goal will be at the end of 90 days to determine whether we have a green light of go or no go. And I would suggest that 30 days you have a go, no go slot, and at 60 days you have a go, no go slot. That gives you an opportunity to assess where we are at and do we want to continue or not. And that's part of the beta test. Okay. It's the one thing I know about. Okay, now I want to move on to a couple other things while we're here. Nina, our meeting on February 20th, mm-hmm. That's going to be
at the Tory Building.
At the Tory Building.
Toberville, sorry. I knew I was going to say it wrong.
And is there a conference room there or something?
There's going to be one set up, yes.
Okay, great. All right. Number two, on this February 12th meeting of the working session of the City Council, I find this really important. I think that tourism in this city is really one of the only revenue-achieving functions of the city government. It is bringing tourism does two things. It increases our taxes, and it also adds a catalyst for people coming to move into our community. So I think when we sit down with the City Council on the 12th, I would like very much, and to notice this obviously, the IBISB committee to be there.
Yes, sir.
And to be there and recognized as a committee dealing with tourism in our community. And that we quietly determine who's going to speak. Kathy, I want you to speak as a store owner, as an example. And also, you have the respect of certain members of that council. Other people will have certain respect of certain members of the council. I want to make sure that we hit these people in a way that they understand, number one, tourism is our industry in this community. Attempts to bring in other industries are really tourism is our industry. And we promote that and make sure they understand it. I understand there's some concerns about some of the council people from San Jose. We have to indicate that we are well aware that their great contribution to the tax base from Safeway and Ace is an important thing for our community. But we also have got to begin to stress as a group the need for us to work together to build a stronger business community. I think that in keeping with the open meeting law, we've got to be careful how we do this. But I'd like each of you to think about what you would like to talk about in presenting to this working session. And I would like our members of our committee, if you feel it's appropriate, to address the council at that work session. Coming from, as I indicated, Kathy coming out as a retailer. Rob, you're coming out as a restaurateur. I mean, we need to make them very well aware in that work session that we are talking about the major economic move in the city. And obviously, Denise will speak about real estate and how the bringing of tourism attracts people who want to buy homes in our city. And she indicated at our last meeting, we're almost hitting a seller's market, or we may be in a seller's market. So the importance here, as we move forward, is to really make impact at that February 12th meeting. Given the open meeting laws, we can't communicate with each other. But we can do it subtly, I guess.
You can do it through me.
And we can do it through Nina. And we will do it through Nina, because I think we have to cut up each of the areas and have people address those areas. David, is that going to take too much time if we do that?
No, you're going to have, you're just like everybody else, it's required to have 3 minutes a person.
Okay, so we
make it short, sweet.
Short and sweet and to the point.
To the point. And if you have any statistics, that's good. I mean, to say, I can say that tourism during our peak season, you know, the difference is X, you know.
Is there any way we could find out if Safeway experiences seasonality with tourism?
Sure, I can ask the manager. I don't have a problem. I know the assistant manager pretty well.
I'm thinking that might really increase Safeway's, you know, because people have refrigerators and kitchens, and it'd just be interesting to see if they have.
I'll ask.
I also think we need to get the word out that even though Safeway is located in San Jose, it's not just San Jose that's shopping there to create this revenue.
Exactly.
Well, no, and I'm saying I think
there's
some
a misperception out there a bit.
There.
Yeah. I agree.
Well, I shop there.
50% of
you know,
from
I'm in the tourism business too.
No, I mean, yeah.
Fred, you used the figure of 45 to 55% of the sales tax dollars emanate from tourism. Is that right? Is that the figure you use?
Yes. I use 55 to 58%. Robert Carrera and I sat down about 3 years ago, and we're trying to figure out the impact of tourism on the economy. And you can't, there's no hard figures.
Yeah.
So what we were talking about is the direct sales. There's figures for the direct sales. The indirect sales, the people that own and work in businesses, shop at Safeway, mm-hmm. shop at B&D and stuff like that. Those are indirect kinds of things. And then the invisible but still indirect are people that have heard about Bisbee through tourism efforts, however that's been, and come to Bisbee and buy houses. Mm-hmm. And that's a smallish group, but there's been 177 houses sold in the last year, 13, 14 months or so. Those people, most of them, found out about Bisbee through some kind of advertising, marketing, or something,
or by
that was, or indirectly right. from marketing, from the Sunset, or something like that. So all of that was in kind of included in that when we talked about it. But it's not a hard figure. There's no way to get a hard figure that I know of. The treasurer's got some information that some stuff that she can't divulge publicly because it's confidential. For instance, it would be really good to see what the impact of Airbnb has been in paying taxes. The revenue from sales tax has not gone up substantially in the last 2 years. In fact, it's gone down a little bit. But there's been an advent of Airbnb of maybe 80-something houses been on the Airbnb market paying taxes. So why?
Is it bed tax or sales tax? They pay both. I was wondering if both of them didn't go up or only one of them.
No, I'm talking about the bed tax.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, bed tax has not gone up. It's gone down a little bit, I think. I haven't got the latest figures. So there's kind of, you know, question marks about that stuff.
We use approximate.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's the only
thing. I mean, we're going to have to modify it by using the word approximate.
You know, Robert had, you know, obviously much more insight than I do.
Those are semi-soft figures, so you're going to have to say approximate.
Yeah, approximate, yeah.
But now, it's that kind of thing that we...
The other thing I'd like to talk about while we're in general conversation is on the director of tourism who's going to be hired. I would like members of this committee or members of the business community to sit in on an advisory committee, much like we do for the city manager candidates, and begin to let at least the city manager and the mayor know our thoughts about each of the candidates for this job. As I've watched it for there were four city managers where I sat in on the selection committees. And as I watched that, I saw the importance of the citizen input regarding that. And the input of the business community, I think, here is really important. So, Mr. Mayor, I'd like you to consider that as a possibility.
I don't have an issue with that. That obviously would be up to the city manager, because I will not be, I mean, I doubt if I will be on that. The mayor does not get involved in hiring or firing, no matter what people want to say. So the city manager and the personnel director would be the people that would be doing that, and I see no reason why they wouldn't welcome
input from the
business. A few members of the community to be there.
Okay. The other thing is the salary set for the tourism director, or can that salary be...
No, all of this is coming up on the...
And the work session.
We're talking about on the 12th. Yeah, right now, I mean,
what's
just...
the fifth? It's up to 47,000 right now.
I think Jeff has paid 39.5.
And Dwayne makes 56.
Okay.
It is too. Well, it's not the same.
Wait.
A lot more education.
Wait, Kath. What is the salary range for that job now?
Well, right this second, it's 31.4 to 47.1.
And if one of the things that we wanted to push was more salary,
under the new proposal, on it's 36.4 to 54.6, 54.7.
What do you think? Think we should go for more?
I think we should be in the 60s.
In the 60s?
You know, that's we also have to... I don't want to look it up right now. Take the time. I ask how much money was there till the end of the year. Because that's what you have to look at. We have a budget that we have to...
Yeah, I mean, I know it comes down to the budget.
Well, we had money to hire an HR director and give Dwayne a $20,000 year increase.
Okay,
there's money there, discussion. Obviously.
I agree.
Okay.
I mean, money can be found.
No,
maybe
no,
not. Maybe not.
That is not... Yeah, we just can't throw this stuff out and make it true.
Well, we made the money for the manager that wasn't there.
Kathy,
It is, though. It's part of my community, and it's a valid point.
Sure it is. But hang on a second. Let's deal with the reality of what we have to deal with here. So the question is, how much money is left in the budget?
I don't.
I mean, it's X dollars.
It's X dollars.
X dollars. There's $10,000 in the Economic Development Fund that could be used to hire, for putting money towards the person, huh?
I thought that got wiped out.
No, the $10,000 didn't. The $20,000 got wiped out. But there's $10,000 there that could be used for this type of thing. Just to give you some flexibility, David. Okay, one of the things that we may want to discuss at the February 12th meeting is the remuneration for a tourism director. Can we get figures... Maybe I should ask the city manager to have his human resource person get figures for tourism directors of like-sized cities.
He did, and that's where this came from.
That's where it came from, okay. And that's in Arizona figures,
yes.
Do you know? The second figure you gave us, or the one in the present job
description? The second one.
The second, the 50-odd. Thousand, okay.
Were those communities that based most of their income on tourism, or were they cities where tourism was just one of other industries?
I have a point of order. I'm sorry. I let it go a little longer.
This
general comments can't have discussion on it.
I know we can't. I've been cheating. I've been cheating. I know that.
And I let it a little leeway, but we're getting into the
I know. I cheated. I will accept a motion for adjournment of our work session.
I move.
Is there a second, please?
A second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Nan, I didn't know when you were going to cut me off, but I knew I was
going to do it earlier, but I knew I was like,
treading.
You were kind of...